for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Well, Romy, three decades of Rosie on the House, and I think you just did the first one-hour beer commercial of our broadcasting history.
First time for everything.
The first time for everything. You know, you do something long enough, and you tend to compile up some statistics. And I'm very humbled to kind of share these statistics with you. In the 32 years we've been on air trying to help Arizona homeowners, we've compiled 10,000 broadcast hours on seven different stations across the state. We've had over 10 million website hits with over 8 million unique visits. We've handled hundreds of thousands of phone calls, both on air and at the office during the week. It's just these kind of numbers are humbling. They're nothing more than just humbling. And we do what we can here at Rosie on the House to give you, the Arizona homeowner, the information you need to manage, repair, and maintain your home appropriate to this environment, whether you're below the Mogollon Rim on the desert floor or up on the Colorado Plateau. We've got the building experience statewide from Springerville, Eager, Alpine, Nutrioso to Wickiup. We've even remodeled a structure in Bouse, Arizona. Now, how many people can say that, huh? We've owned homes and buildings in Tucson, Pima County, remodeled homes in Casa Grande, and of course, we've been active in the Maricopa County, Phoenix metro area for almost 45 years. So wherever you live in the great state of Arizona, if you've got an issue with your house, home, castle, or cabin, we would encourage you to give us a call. We are like your free starting point, no matter what you want to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. Our phone number this morning to reach the station, to reach the show, regardless which station you're listening to us across the state of Arizona, you call one toll-free number, and my wife Jennifer pays for the phone call. How great is that? 1-888-767-4348. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and what issue you're dealing with. And let's see if we can't put our building and remodeling experience to work for you. It's our goal to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Now, during the broadcast, we periodically invite specialists in to talk through particular projects that, quite frankly, get over my head. And it isn't hard to get over my head. I've been in the business a long time, and I know a little bit about everything. Just enough to be dangerous. But I rely on my friends and my respected peers and experts in the industry to make sure I keep on the straight and narrow. Now, this morning, I've invited a longtime associate, Mr. Bob Brown, from Arizona Foundation Solutions. Bob, welcome to the studio this morning.
Thanks, Rosie.
And we are used to having you in studio talking about Bob Brown's newest venture.
Yeah, that's right. I always got something going.
I think we started as repair masons.
Yep.
And that was a good few years ago.
That's right. Yep.
Y'all started there. Y'all went into concrete repair, management, maintenance, ended up in foundation.
Right.
Support, repair, correction.
Been quite the journey.
It has. And now, today in particular, we get asked the question often. I want to talk to those of you that own Arizona homes. The great majority of you have a home that sits on a concrete slab. And that concrete slab is bounded by what we call a stem wall, which is a vertical concrete wall that goes down to a spread footing underneath the ground. That stem wall we like for pest control and moisture control to extend above the finished grade a good 6 to 8 inches minimum. That's where we see the termite tubes. That's where we see the spalling concrete. That's where we see the exposed, rusted rebar. And that's what we're bringing Bob in this morning to talk about. You've actually patented this process, right?
That's correct.
Well, let's talk about those ugly, spalled, rusted stem walls. It is a structural issue.
Very much so. Matter of fact, it could lead to a complete loss of structural stability if left untreated.
And I don't think, and you know, we talk about what Rosie does know and what Rosie doesn't know. And I just always refer to it as the ongoing education of Rosie Romero. Because for 20 years, when someone would call me with expanded, rusted, popped, spalled stem walls, I'd say, okay, I know how to solve this. We're going to go in there and we're going to clear out everything that's loose. We're going to power wash it. We're going to let it dry, maybe even soda blast it or sandblast it. Then we're going to treat the rusted rebar with some kind of anti-rust corrosion paint coating. Then we're going to apply a concrete bonder to the spalled out stem wall. And then we're going to apply a waterproofing epoxy cement. And then we're going to trowel that out. The repair is going to be invisible. You paint it and we're done. And that we really weren't doing very many favors to people.
No, I mean, you know, that's not far off of what the International Concrete Repair Institute says to do. Clean it out. The difficulty is you have to get all of the rebar to white metal condition, which means the backside too. And that's very difficult to do. You have to excavate in back of it. Your sandblaster has to refract off of that and then coat the entire thing without leaving one pinhole. Very difficult to do.
Very.
Properly.
So explain to me, we were talking about, he's not an old friend, but he's a respected expert in the industry, Jesse.
Oh, yeah. Known Jesse for many years.
I mean, he and I did a court case 30 years ago is when I first met him. And he told me then, he said, and it was a prominent developer in North Scottsdale, and there was a class action suit against him. And Jesse and I were called in as expert witnesses. And Jesse and I were visiting outside the courtroom. And he said, Rosie, if developers and home builders would just go to 4,000 PSI concrete, 90% of these surface wear and spalling situations. So at that point, I've never poured anything less than 4,000 PSI. I thought, well, for one extra sack of cement for every yard, why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, it definitely makes sense to have good, dense, quality concrete. And that will help with this particular situation. But it's not the panacea for it, for sure.
All right. So that adds density.
Correct.
Which creates our dilemma is that concrete is so water porous.
That's right. It's got millions of pores all through it.
And then that water finds its way to the rebar.
Correct.
And we start rusting.
Right.
Rusting does what?
Well, when rebar rusts, it turns from iron to iron oxide. Well, iron oxide is obviously a lot weaker, right? But it takes up more volume. It can take up 8 times the volume of a rebar once it completely oxidizes.
A number 3 or number 4 rebar is, the whole time it's rusting, it's expanding, creating outward pressure.
Yeah, up to 9,000 PSI of pressure. It's called oxide jacking.
And you've got to totally, and what we were doing was eliminating any moisture from the outside of the stem wall to stop that. But in fact, that's not the only place moisture comes from.
Well, yeah, moisture comes from the backside of the stem wall, the bottom of the footing. There's just no way. I hear competitors talk about how they want to waterproof the entire stem wall. It's not a good idea to seal in all that moisture that comes from other places. And now you've got rebar that, with trapped humidity in it, so that could be actually counterproductive.
And it's really kind of an electrolytic process This is all done.
That's right. There's a tiny microchemical electrical current that's going on once the water in those pores reaches a certain amount of moisture content, that electrical flow starts. And once it starts, it's very difficult to stop. It's impossible to stop as long as there's steel inside the concrete.
So now we've got to get to the steel. we've got to get it down to white steel, get all the iron oxide, quote unquote, rust
right.
off of it. Then we've got to seal it, and then we've got to reinstall the cement. But Bob Brown at Arizona Foundation Solutions has come up to an alternate, long-term, virtually permanent solution that beats that. And I'm going to want to go into that in just a few minutes. So, Bob, if someone would like to talk to you about not only stem wall repair, but your whole field of expertise of foundation repair and shoring and stuff, how would people get a hold of you?
Probably go to the Rosie website.
Okay,
we'll get a number and a web address to you a little bit later in the show.
You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com under foundation repair. Just type in your zip code and foundations repair and Arizona Foundation Solutions will pop up and you'll be able to find them right there. I know you do track a lot of your marketing with specific phone numbers. So we'll get that specific phone number that you'd like people to call today. But if you're considering getting expert, looking at any foundation concerns you have, Bob and I have worked together. It goes over 20 years, and I've always respected his expertise in the region, in the industry. When we get back, we're going to talk about what Bob's solution is to this oxidizing rebar inside your stem wall that creates that ugly, spalding concrete falling off the stem wall. All you see is a horizontal crack in the stem wall, and you don't know if it's anything to worry about or not. Well, that's actually rebar expanding, blowing the concrete out, and it is something you should address and take care of. If you'd like to ask any question about home repair, remodeling, or maintenance, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348.